Standing before a crowd of family and friends, Maria Dexter read from a handful of handwritten notes.
And although we have lost parts of our way of life with our language and subsistence lifestyle, I'm really happy and thankful that Norton Sound Health Corporation is keeping the traditional tribal healing program alive in this region.
Dexter helped start Norton Sound Health Corporation's Tribal Healing Department in 2004. Now, 20 years later, she's surrounded by 7 women in the program, each wearing colorful cuspucks as they listen intently to every word their leader speaks. The tribal healers are accredited by the hospital through a rigorous training program and employ a variety of native practices to care for their patients. Over the summer, the tribal healers handpick plants like stinkweed, sura, and rosewood for use in their practice. Following speeches from each tribal healer, elders were invited to fill a plate full of native foods, including seal and walrus. For dessert, attendees could indulge in Tundra Delight and agoutik, also known as Eskimo ice cream. A 4-man drummer group led by Carl Topcock then took to the front of the room. They performed several songs over the course of half an hour as women from the audience took turns dancing. Just feet away from the drummers, Dexter took in the performance with her granddaughter by her side and great-grandson in her lap. She watched as the woman she had mentored, the people she had cared for, and the community she had served for 2 decades celebrated together in the small room. Reporting in Nome, I'm Ben Townsend.